press it again and it starts. See that?
There you go.
Okay, this is Graham Thickens on the demo pavilion floor as we wind down, about 45 minutes to go. And I finally got up to the App Zero station here, it's been kind of crowded because they're right by the front door. But they presented this morning, and I'm with the CEO, Greg O'Connor. How you doing, Greg?
I'm doing excellent. How about you, Graham?
Oh, well, I'm a little tired, but getting down to the wire here. But tell us about what you introduced here this morning at Demo.
So today at Demo, we demonstrated for the first time ever moving an enterprise application from a data center to a cloud to another cloud. So D2C, C2C, in a matter of minutes.
Great. And give me an example. We're talking enterprise apps here. And tell us about your concept of a virtualized application appliance, a VAA.
That's right. A VAA is a virtual application appliance. So you take your mission critical application. We work with IBM Stack, so WebSphere, DB2, Oracle's database, WebLogic, the Microsoft Stack and development platform. And we're able to encapsulate that into a virtual appliance. So it's the application, all its data. And then you're able to move it from any platform you want to another platform. So from the data center to the cloud, to Amazon EC2, for example, or to GoGrid, for an example.
Do you have large enterprises now using this product, or is it still so brand new?
It's pretty brand new. We have some people on the Solaris side that have moved Solaris applications that are like 15 years old from Solaris 2.6 to Solaris 10 without changing a line of code. There's not even developers left, and they're able to move it from an old operating system to a new operating system. So we have the product being available in the next 30 days, and we're working with cloud providers who are trying to offer applications in their cloud infrastructure, working with enterprises who are trying to move their applications to the cloud, and then interestingly enough, there's ISVs who want to package up their applications and use the VAA concept as a means of distribution to the enterprise.
Oh, how interesting. Is anybody else doing anything like this, or are you guys off on your own here?
We are the first to market demonstrating this. So it's a concept that's getting a lot of traction, a lot of press, and we got a lot of prospects that we're helping, begin the pilots with.
What other products have you had prior to this, or how old is the company?
The company's 4 years old. It's sort of a restart, though. So I'm new to the company. I've only been here for 6 months. So in the past 18 months, we've re-engineered the Solaris product into the Windows environment. So that's just coming to market. And there's new capital in the company, a new name. It used to be called Trigen Software, and now it's called App Zero.
Oh,
and a new management team to launch this product into the market.
Interesting. And can you name who your funding has been with recently here?
Sure. So our investors are Canadian investors. There's Venn Growth Partners, GrowthWorks, and then BDC.
Where are you based yourself?
I'm based in Andover, Mass., and that's where the corporate headquarters is these days.
And how many employees?
We have 30 employees.
Well, great. It's very exciting. It's one of the few enterprise products that were introduced here, so you kind of have that space to yourself almost.
Yes, we were one of the few cloud-oriented products, and really one of the only enterprise products for the data center.
Yeah, and I'm a little surprised. I might have thought there would be more cloud computing stuff here since it's such an overheated space these days.
Well, maybe it's so new that the venture guys haven't figured out how to make money on it yet, but our investors had the insight years ago to invest in this technology.
Well, that's exciting. What's your personal background, Greg? Where did you come from prior to this?
So before this, I was president and CEO of Sonic Software. Sonic Software was sort of one of the early foundational companies in the SOA market, so service-oriented architecture. And I invented the concept called Enterprise Service Bus, which is the foundation of SOA.
Oh, exciting. Well, I wish you a lot of luck, and I think you did a tremendous job up on stage. I thought it was a very effective demo to be able to watch those apps just being dragged from data center to Amazon Cloud to GoGrid Cloud. That was pretty impressive.
It's almost like magic.
Yeah, there you go. Well, hey, talk to you later, and have a great trip back.
Thanks a lot, Graham. Nice talking to you.